Hello.
Hi. Tell me about your amazing movie that I watched last night.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Found that out. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Well, tell me what you thought about it.
It was a movie that you made specifically for me.
Did I know?
Yes. You know exactly what I like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about it?
The naked woman with
sushi. Oh, really?
Sushi. I want to do that. Can you hook me up? Where can I do that?
I don't think it's as cool as person as you think it is, but it's...
Well, as long as there's no poison.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just that. It was just the fish gets old really quickly.
You'd have to eat it really quickly.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have to really scarf it down, yeah.
But how about, where's the ideas coming from?
Well, Destin and I were working on another script, and it turned out to be, like, too big and too expensive, and he said one night when we were getting a drink, he said, we need to do a smaller movie. I said, how much smaller? He said, let's do a movie in one room. He says, all right, what's going to make that interesting? And that's when we came up with the idea to have it be like a bunch of gangsters in a room. What's going to make that interesting and unique? Well, we decided to put this naked girl in there with sushi on top of her because it was an interesting sort of visual that I had, you know, heard about. And at the same time, what's more vulnerable than a naked woman, you know, in a room full of, you know...
Of Tony Todd.
Armed gangsters, yeah, and vicious people. So it seemed ripe for some commentary on the way women are treated in film, exploitation film particularly, and just to a ripe situation for making a very intense drama.
Intense it was.
Yeah.
And how did you get all these lovely people to be in your lovely movie?
Well, they all really liked the script.
That's always a bonus.
Yeah, I don't think if the script was as good as it was, I don't think if it wasn't as good as it was, I don't think they would all be, you know, they'd be here right now. But Andy, I had worked with very recently on a short, and thought he was perfect for this character that we wrote. And then Jimmy was in our mind the whole time we were writing for Francis, and we were able to get through to him, you know, through some friends of ours. And then Tony was just—it was one of those things where you throw, you throw the football as far as you can,
yeah.
And sometimes it hits the wall, sometimes it goes over the wall. And we thought it hit the wall and was rejected, but you know he called us back a couple weeks later and said, "I'm doing it. This is great." So, and then that started more of a snowball effect with the bigger guys like Mark and Noah, and it turned out to be just, you know, a perfect storm.
And it is.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of fun with some cameos in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Was that, did you plan
those,
to
a lot
do
of those
that?
Came together last minute.
Oh,
we had
really?
Sonny Chiba. We had met him.
It's like high five.
Yeah. We had met him through a friend of ours, who's a Japanese filmmaker named Tommy. And he was working with Sonny. And we said, you know, we were working with Sonny on a couple of projects, and this came up, and we were going to do this, and it was actually going into production, and we said, Sonny, would you mind coming and playing this character? So he was going to be, it turned out he was going to be in town, so we put him up. And
that was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So that was another sort of good luck fit. Michael Biehn and Danny Trejo came to our friend Electra Avalon, Robert Rodriguez's niece. She had personal relations with them, obviously, from Planet Terror and Grindhouse, and they wanted to come on board. And then Jeff Fahey, we got actually through Tony. Tony's manager also manages Jeff, and Jeff came in and was such a gracious, fun guy. And it was really interesting having it, so sort of him reuniting with Michael Biehn was not planned originally.
Yeah.
But it was we were like, oh, that's perfect. Yeah, let's get them back together again. You know.
Did you? I mean, I felt there was nods in there with those guys.
Nods.
You
did, yeah.
That
yeah.
Wasn't like.
It ended up being it was serendipity, and it ended up being we were like, you know, it's like a happy accident sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, roll with it, you know.
I was laughing.
Yeah, it's funny.
It was really
great when they got on set. It's like they picked up where they were on Planet Terror, and so they were just conversing. You're just like, oh, this is too much. You know, this is hilarious. So yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did you plan to have Andy have the coolest things to do
Yeah, of course. He's, I mean, he looks real mean, but he's super, super, super nice.
He came off quite scary.
He was.
Not that I get scared, but, yeah, no, this pushed my limits a little bit of what I can stand.
Oh, yeah, he's brutal. He's a...
But I was just like, yeah. Like, okay, I think I'm, I want him on my team.
No, definitely. Definitely. Not the sharpest tool in the shed as a character, but definitely the muscle of
it. Yes, I think that's really perfectly done.
It was. He was really vicious.
He doesn't look so vicious now.
No, because he's relaxed and he's smiling, you know.
Unaware that we're talking about him.
He's not listening at all.
Which is awesome. Well, I got to throw in the Aussie element. You excited it's coming out in our lovely country?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a movie come out here before. It's great.
I'm excited for it to come out. Yeah, so everybody go watch Sushi Go.
June 20th on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yes.
Yeah. 19th, April 19th, the Gold Coast Film Festival. We're going to be in there.
Is that exciting to be at an Aussie Film Festival?
Yeah, I mean, it's my first trip to the country, and...
And it's people, awesome.
It's great. People have been really nice. Very laid back, too. So it's a really... it's been interesting. I'm, you know, just in Melbourne right now, but we're going to be traveling up the coast.
Melbourne's the best city. I'm not originally from here, but it's the best city.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. So I'm
that's
really
good.
Happy. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad that you got distribution. Thank you.
Awesome.